We're going to turn now to Silicon Valley, but not to the top story of the day, Twitter's initial public offering. I want to take a few minutes to introduce you to a young man who's trying to create the next Twitter, the next Spotify, in short, the next big idea. His name is Tristan Walker. He's 29, and he stands out in Silicon Valley.
There just aren't as many folks who look like me in the industry.
That's because Tristan Walker is Black, and let's face it, Silicon Valley isn't. Research shows that only about 1% of tech entrepreneurs there are Black. Until last year, Walker had a big job running business development for Foursquare, the social networking app that now has some 40 million users. He was then handpicked by a team of heavy-hitting venture capitalists to work on his own big idea. More on that in a minute. But first, how a kid born into poverty and raised by a single mother on the opposite coast made his way to California.
Welfare family, like projects, Queens, New York, it was tough. And life definitely wasn't easy. And I realized that I didn't want to kind of go back to that life.
Walker says the only way to make sure he didn't have to go back to it was to work hard and to make money. Step one, he lands a full scholarship to a top-flight New England boarding school. There, he gets an early feel for what it's like to be an outsider in a world of white privilege.
A lot of my classmates had a confidence that I had never seen before. It was almost as if the world just worked for them in a way that they expected it to. And that was really my first experience. You know, I came from where I did, and a lot of folks had all the confidence in the world to succeed. But I don't think that there was the expectation that it would come to them.
Step two, college. Walker went to Stony Brook University, again with a big scholarship. Then step three, career time. But he says he didn't have a lot of successful career-minded role models growing up. When it came time to make money,
I felt that there were three ways to do it. The first way was to be an actor or an athlete, and that clearly didn't work out for me at all, right? The second
way— Had you tried and it didn't work?
I tried, it didn't work out for me. The odds just weren't in my favor. The second way was to work on Wall Street.
So to Wall Street he went and landed a job as a trader.
And it was the worst 2 years of my life. Hated it.
Because?
I was caught up more in the allure as opposed to kind of the passion behind it. And, you know, that was mistake number one. And then I came to this realization, man, well, I've exhausted the Wall Street option. I've exhausted the acting and sports option. You know, what's left? Entrepreneurship.
Entrepreneurship. So Tristan Walker headed to Silicon Valley, to Stanford Business School. But once there, he had a tough time breaking into the industry. It was frustrating. Then he heard about a then tiny tech startup, Foursquare. And the story of what happened next is now tech lore.
So the story goes, I emailed the founders, Dennis and Naveen. Didn't get a reply. Emailed them again. Didn't get a reply. Ended up emailing them 8 times. Right? After the 8th email, I got a reply back from Dennis. And he said, you know what? I just may take you up on some of this. Are you ever in New York? 5 minutes later, I send Dennis back an email. And I say, actually, you know what? I was planning on being in New York tomorrow. Booked my flight that night. Flew out the following morning. Hung out with them for a week. And a month later, I was running business development for the company.
That's right, running business development. When Foursquare took off, so did Tristan Walker's career. Now, he has the leverage to work on his own startup. But he's been thinking a lot lately about how he can make the path a little easier for the next Tristan Walker.
Well, one thing a lot of folks talk about in Silicon Valley is this idea of meritocracy. The idea that, you know, anyone with a good idea has a shot is a line that actually is spoken a lot here. Does it actually ring true? No, not all the time. There are ways folks can theoretically kind of discriminate without realizing they're discriminating, right? There's looking at a resume with the name of a woman and forming some idea around the value set that person has without realizing it or not, right? There is the speaking on the phone with somebody and you happen to potentially sound white, and then meeting that person in person, shaking the hand and seeing this look of awe and shock as if there was some other expectation around how you should look, right? So to say that those kind of vague biases do not exist, I think is just untrue. What's important is trying to figure out how to get around that not affecting you. How do you, when asking for recruiting help, actually ask explicitly for folks to look for more diverse candidates, right? And that's important. Just not enough people do stuff like that.
So now Tristan Walker is doing stuff like that. He set up an internship program to bring Black and Latino engineering undergrads to the Valley. It's called Code 2040. That's the year, 2040, that demographers believe the minority in this country will become the majority. And Walker sees, in this shift, a golden business opportunity.
If you're not including what will be the majority demographic in our country at the table in positions of leadership, your company just could not be destined for the level of success it should be destined for. And I want all of these startups or just companies in Silicon Valley to really understand that.
And that's where Tristan Walker's new startup comes in. It's still in the early stages, and he wouldn't talk on the record about his big idea. But Walker did say that he hopes one day his story, a young Black outsider who makes it big in Silicon Valley, won't be so remarkable.